directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Something.
That's right, folks. It is 1:01-ish in the morning Eastern Standard Time. This is Logic Johnson bringing you another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Gonna start the show out here by making a quick mention upon which I shall expand and expound as the show goes on. But of course, Logic Johnson for months has been extolling the virtues of the Phoenix Suns and one Chris Paul, and things ended in abrupt and disastrous fashion. Throwing aside all of my lofty playoff predictions, I am now completely winless in my predictions this year, and that's going to be the topic of the show, folks. The Phoenix Suns have gone down. Chris Paul, what have you done, Chris Paul? Okay, well, you know what? To make myself feel better, I'm going to play some Curtis Mayfield. A nice upbeat one. See what we got. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that really makes me want to shake my rump. Well, it's too late now. Stay tuned, folks. I'm here till 4. If you're a Phoenix Suns fan, it's not going to be pretty.
So long. Up in the city, they called him Boss Jack. But down home, he was a alley cat. I didn't care nothing about being black.
Preacher. Black power in the Old West, where equality was a pair of scatter guns and a .44 hidden in the good book. Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte in Buck and the Preacher, with Ruby Dee and Cameron Mitchell. The story of free men who refused to say Massa. From Columbia Pictures, rated PG and beautiful. Parental guidance suggested.
Just an ordinary dude. People say his name was Ice Cream Slim, and then the fellas trying to imitate it.
Better take it off.
Say it again.
Better take
it
off.
Women admire him by the way he walked. He had a cool conversation when he talked. I heard him say,
pick this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna. Take this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna.
Take this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna. Take this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna. Teenagers staying up all night long. They're rehearsing a game they've been practicing home. Dressing and dressing and trying to keep their stuff together. Trying to keep their rap game padded down.
Better take it off.
Oh, yeah. And to play somebody's daughter, said, take this woman to the corner, study, give an order.
Better take her home.
Say it again.
Better take her home. Take this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna. Take this woman up the corner, brother. She can be yours if you wanna.
Thank you. wanders round every day, looking for a place to stay. He stays out all night long, 'cause he ain't got no home. Keep the tramp from Funky Broadway, come from down on Funky Broadway, yeah, yeah. Tramp from Funky Broadway, dirty, dirty Broadway, yeah. Dropped out of school at the age of 10. Now he wanna go back again. Look at him.
Thank you.
All right, folks, it is 1:25 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Logic Johnson telling you all good choice. That's some fine, fine judgment you exercised in joining us today. That being said, of course, it's another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. We'll get the business end of it all right out of the way. We had some Curtis Mayfield getting it done real quick here, the weekly Curtis with Billy Jack. And we had some James Spencer with Take This Woman Off the Corner. Al Brown with The Whip, part one. Then we had Spanky Wilson with You. That's right, not the letter, but the pronoun. We had The Showman Incorporated. Why is there two M's in there? Anyway, The Tramp, part one. We had Chris Jones with I'm the Man. I know that pain far too well. We had Leroy and the Drivers with The Sad Chicken. And that was it. Speaking of that was it, Game 7, of course, of the Phoenix Suns and Dallas Mavericks, which had no business going to seven games in the first place. It's NBA basketball talking time, folks, and if you've been tuning in the past several months, you know that it's about that time. And all year long, I have been saying, even, you know, last year, I've been all about those Phoenix Suns. And I've been saying Chris Paul, Chris Paul, Chris Paul, because I feel the man is unfairly criticized for his overall greatness, and in general, he is underrated on time. And you know, I'm waiting for him to win his first championship. It's late in his career, and it's really incredibly impressive the level of performance that he's putting out there at his age. But the clock is ticking, so I'm going Chris Paul, Chris Paul, the Phoenix Suns. Wonderfully put together team, well-oiled machine, you know, came up just shy last year in the NBA Finals to Giannis and his freakishnesses. You know, but then This year they come back fully motivated, looking as harmonious and together and all in as ever. Destroy everybody in the regular season. They were just a ticking clock of destruction every time you faced the Phoenix Suns all season long. And, you know, I thought it was a safe prediction. I was happy to see it happen. I'm not usually the, oh, just root for the front runner, but I was happy to see this Phoenix Suns on what appeared to be Chris Paul's at last NBA championship run, only to see that darn Luka Doncic and his 10 years past his age skills and mindset and maturity demolished them. Shouldn't even have gone that far, but the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul, gone. It's Dallas and Golden State now. I'll be back to talk about the Suns some more because I can't get over it. There's more to be told in this story, trust me.
Oh! doctor.
About a man called Brother Brown, a gambling man, raised a whole lot of sand. Now the man's got a family, a wife and 9 children. The only thing they have to eat each and every day is a bowl of chicken. Now he leaves home on Mondays and don't come back till Sunday. He's been around, I'm talking about a man called Brother Brown. Is that the way to treat a woman? Well as myself. If he's hurt anybody, it's only been himself. Now the man's got a hang up, and there's no doubt. He goes out hustling and leave his family to do without. Now Brother Brown think he's got his stuff together. He's supposed to be a gambling man, raised in a whole lot of sand. Look here. Is that the way to treat a woman? Is that the way to treat a woman? Do what you're doing. Think about your wife and your children. Brother Brown, get it right. Get it right. Brother Brown.
Terrific. All right, folks, you are tuned in smartly to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It is 1:48, we'll say, in the morning. It's another episode here of Listen, Just Smell Something. My name is Logic Johnson. And let's go ahead and let's talk business. First of all, you just finished hearing the Fabulous Caprices with Groovy World. Then we had some Jack Wade and the Soul Searchers with Searching for Soul. How ironic. The Village Callers with Hector. And speaking of ironic, I'll be back with a little more irony in a moment. Camille Bob with Brother Brown. We had the Fabulous Counts with Jan Jan. Might know that one. Mickey and the Soul Generation with Iron Leg. And yeah, we actually went seven tracks deep because they're all just single length, just so short. James Lewis Fields with How Long Shall I Wait? Now, how long shall Chris Paul wait for his championship? Possibly forever, because this might have been their best chance this year. Now, speaking of irony, those of you who have been keeping in touch with the show, lo these many months, have no doubt taken note of Logic Johnson's constant and very boisterous rejoicing and reveling in the Los Angeles Lakers' absolute crapulence. And they're, you know, each performance more embarrassing than the last. And remember how every week it seemed people were asking, have the Lakers finally hit rock bottom, only for them to discover a newer rocker bottom and proceed to hit it. And so I spent all season going, man, this is pathetic. I was laughing because I love to see a bully and a front runner go down, and the Lakers are definitely bullies. Now, simultaneously boosting the Suns to the sky. And what happened to have happened in Game 7? A performance-lessness that even the Lakers this year could not have rivaled. I'm talking about at home, down by 30 points at halftime in a Game 7 that had no business being a Game 7 in the first place because they were up 2-0 in the series. Proceeded to have their butts trounced by as many as 50-something points on the way to a complete destruction and embarrassment in front of their deflated home fans. And I gotta tell you, folks, it was the Lakersest of all performances all year. Not even from the Lakers, but from my beloved Phoenix Suns. Oh, the irony. And now this. We'll be right back.
skinny.
Thank you.